Is Daf Chaf. So we got a few lines down. Actually, we're still in Daf Yutes, I rather. So last line, Yutes from Beis. The Gemara asks the question we were talking about, different shades of red for Dam Nida. So the Gemara says, Meisive Meisive Atala Rabbi Meir Bekila. There's one, say, situation, and the lady had a red stain. Rabbi Meir assumed he attributed it to a keeler, some type of ointment that women use. And Rabbi Tala, one time, Rabbi was Tala Bistraf Shikma. He attributed the stain to some type of sap. So my lava Adam is not referring to where they were red. So it seems that there are different shades of red, not just one. Which is lo, Ashar Adam is referring to other types of blood listed in the Mishnah. But when it comes to Adam, there's only one type of red blood. The other types are different, brown and orange or whatnot. But in terms of red, there's only one red. If there's anything off from that color red, it does not qualify as Dam Nida. The Gemara says, Amar, Ameimar, Marzucha, Ravashi, three of them have a Yasve, Kamid, Amumna. They're all sitting in front of a blood letter. Shakla, Lekarna, Kamaisa, Lameimar. First, he took some blood, one tube of blood out of, from Ameimar's arm. Chazi, Amar, Lehu. He saw and said, ah, that blood that's coming out of my arm, Adam, Detan, Kiai. That, the red that the mission needs to refer to, that's the color of the blood coming out of me. Shakli Acharisa, then he took a second tube of blood from Amemar. Amalhu Ishani, so he said, now the color changed. It's no longer the same color. That's a different shade. So Amar Ravashi said, Kigon Ana, me, Ravashi, I, Delo Yadina Bein Hailai, I can't tell the difference between the first tube and the second tube. They all look like red to me. Lo Mi Barli Lamechti Dama, I'm not allowed to look at the Dam neither because I cannot distinguish between different shades of red. So Shachar, the Mishnah had said that black is also Dam Nida. Kacharis, how black? Like Kacharis and Kacharis, we said the other day, is referring to some type of black pigment used in ink. So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Kacharis Shamu Dio, that Kacharis we spoke of is referring to that which is in ink. So Tani Nami Hachi, the Brayso also says the Shachar Kacharis. The Shachar Shamu Dio. Okay, the black is the black ink. So Lema Dio, so why did it say Dio? Why are we saying Shachar? Tell us Dio, and then we'll know the model. Or say Shachar is Kidio. Why Shachar Kacharis? We don't know what Kacharis is. So Iyamar Dio, had we said Dio, that it should be Shachar like Dio. Habamina, I would have thought maybe like the ink of Ki Fichusa Didiosa, which is the part, the liquidy part of the ink, which is not as black as Cheris, the deeper part of the ink. So Kamashlan Ki Charusa Dioso, referring to the Cheris, the thick part, the what they call the sediment of the ink, that's the color black we're looking for, not the liquidy part of the ink. So that's why they said Cheris. E. Bardu asks the Gemara, Belach over Yevsha. When we're talking about Cheris, we're talking about when it's lacha, when it's moist, when it's liquidy a little bit, even though it's a thick, it's a glob, or when it's dried up, that color black, and apparently the black changes from when it's dry versus when it's lacha. So Toshma, the Gemara brings the proof, the Rebbe Ami Pali Kurta Diosa. He would split a piece of ink, Ubazikvu, and he would check it, he would test out the stain and match the stain up against a dry piece of black ink, so we see it's based on that which is dry, not that which is lacha. So Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Kikir Kidio Che'enav Timea. So when it's the blood is the color of black wax, which is kir, or ink, dio, or a grape, an enav, an anav, then it's tame. So we have a few different items to use to test out the color black. Vizu Shishanina, that's what we taught in the Mishnah. Amuk Mikan Tamei. If it's any deeper than the black Kecheres, then it's going to be Tamei. So apparently the black of an Anav and a black of of Kir, of wax, is darker than that of Dio. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kezayis Kezevis Kaoriz Tahor. But if it's black like an olive and black like a raven and black like a tar, so then that's Tahor. That's considered Diha Mikan. That's what's softer, that's weaker than the black of Kecheres. That's what we call Tahor. So Ula Amar, Ula says, Kilavusha Siva. When the Mishnah says the black Tame is referring to the garments of Seva. What the garments of Seva? It's apparently an area Rashi points out where they wear black clothing. So if you could find out their clothing, you could find out what black they were referring to. So then Ula Iklai the Pumbadisa, once he visited Pumbadisa. Chazi Lahu Tai de Lavish Lavusha Ukme. He saw that a certain Arab was wearing black clothing. So Amalu Ula says to him, he told the student, you see that black clothing that the Arab is wearing? That's the black that the Mishnah is referring to in Maseches Nida. So Marti Minei Porta Porta, so they tore up a piece of clothing from the guy, a little bit here and there, and Yabbe Arba Mea, and they paid the Arab for tearing his clothing. Okay, they maybe should have asked him first, but instead they first tore it and paid back the damages. So Rabbi Yochan said that Elu Kelem Ha'ol Yorin These are referring to materials that are all yarin, haban, midias hayam, that come from overseas somewhere. So again, it's a different piece of clothing that it's the color of black. So Rashi explains it's either referring to the clothing that the bath attendants would wear, or others say it's referring to the name of a particular city. So that's what the kalim hol yarin means. So the meimra de ukme nini, is this to say that these materials that we're referring to are black? For hamar lehu Rabbi Yanai lebanav, didn't Rabbi Yanai tell his children, banai, al tak biruni lo bekeim shcharim lo bekeim levanim, he told his children, don't bury me not in black clothing, not in white clothing, shcharim shema ezke, don't, you know, dress me in black clothing, because perhaps I'm going to be zochen din, and merit to olam haba, and ve'eheye ki avil b'nei chasanim, I'm going to be like an avil amongst the chasanim, everyone's wearing white clothing, I'm wearing black clothing, so I don't want to stick out if I'm zochen to olam haba. And levanim, don't wear me, don't put levanim on me, shema lo yeske, perhaps I won't be zocha. I'm going to be standing wearing white clothing amongst the veilim in Gehenim. I'm going to stick out. Dress me in the clothing of ol yarin from overseas. Therefore it's not black. Because if it's black, he said, don't dress me in black. So lokashia ha beglima ha bistara. One's referring to the cloak, one's referring to the tablecloth. So apparently I don't know which is which, Rashi points out, the cloaks apparently were red, they used to wrap themselves and the cloaks were red, but the other ones were black. So the red, apparently he was asking his children to dress them in red, they say red is going to be not sticking out, white won't stick out black, I'm not sure why not. You know, red amongst white chasanim will certainly stick out, so there's something much deeper going on here, I would imagine. That's number one. Number two, it's also interesting that whatever clothing one gets buried in, that's how he's going to be dressed in Olam Haba. I thought this was a world of, neshama, so I don't know exactly what's going on here, but something way beyond my simple understanding. So then the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that kulam, all of them, ain botkin ela al gabi matlis levana. Whenever they would inspect a stain, they would examine it on a white cloth to have some background and contrast. So Amar Yitzchak Bar Avdumi, because we know if you put, all these optical illusions, if there's a certain background, it could really play games in your eye, what color you're actually seeing. So having it in a white background will make sure there's nothing really tricking your eyes of what the shade is. So you use, again, a white background to check the cloth. And Amar V'Yitzchak Bar Avudimi, V'Shachar Gabi Adam, and if it's black, it could be examined on a red. You could contrast it with a red background. So Amar V'Yirmi V'Difti, V'Lo Pliga, there is no machlokas, Ha B'Shachar, Ha B'Shar Adam. It's not machlokas. When it comes to black, you could check with a background of red. When it comes to all the other shades, you have to check it with a background of white. The masculine of Rav Ashi, Ihach, if that's the case, Lema Shmuel, Shmuel should have said that you should check all stains with Levana, and he should have said, Chutz Mishachar, to make it clear, except for black, you could use red as a background. So the fact he doesn't say this, Ela Amar Rav Ashi, B'Shachar, Gufo, Kemitzlagi. They're arguing about Shachar. I mean, by other stains, other colors, they all agree you have to use white background. When it comes to a stain that's black, there's a machloka. Shmuel says, even a black stain, you must have a white background. But that's where the other opinion, the opinion of of Rav Yirmiyah, he says, or Rav Yitzchak said, that you have to use a red background when inspecting a black stain. So Gemara says, Vayitina Amr Ula. Ula says, Kulan, all the different colors listed in the Mishnah, Amuk Mikan Tameh. If it's any deeper than the example listed in the Mishnah, it's Tameh. But if it's Deham Mikan, if it's softer, if it's weaker than that listed, then it's going to be Tahor. Just like Keshachar, just like the example of the black that the Mishnah clearly talks about, deeper is Tameh, weaker is Tahor. So to all the shades have that same rule. The Elamayshna Shachar Dinach. So how come the Mishnah only gave the example of Shachar, if it's Amok it's Tameh, if it's Dihe it's Tahor, why not say it by each of the examples, or at least say it applies to all the examples in the Mishnah? Why is it specified by black? So the Gemara explains, Takadat Techamina, I would have thought, Hol V'Amar Rebbe Chanina, Shachar Adamu, that really black is red. El Shalaka, but just deteriorated, Hilka Chafil Diyam Mikayin Amin L'Tameh, I would have thought that even if it's a softer black, maybe that should also become Tameh, since it originated from the color blood, the color red rather, Kamashalam, that no, we know by the other cases, darker than the case listed, the color listed is Tameh, and softer is Tahor, but I would have thought by Shachar that wouldn't make a difference, it should be Tameh, whether it's darker or weaker, Kamashalam, the same distinction of Amok versus Dihe applies to Tahor, to Shachar as well. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Ami bar Abba Amar v'chulan, Amok mikan Tameh, Dihe mikan Nami Tameh, Chutz Mishachar. He argues and says, no, this distinction of Amok versus Dihe only applies to Shachar. But with regards to all the other colors listed, whether it's Amok, whether it's Dihe, it's all going to become Tameh by the other shades of red. So Elamai Ahani Shi'ira Diraban. So that's the case. So why did the Mishnah list all the examples? If we listed in Mazug and Meimei Adama, who cares of what model we're using? If we're saying any red or orange, softer or darker is going to be Tame, so why use any type of example? So Lafuki Dihe, because if it's really, really soft, let's say it's really light pink, light brown, then everyone's going to agree it's tar. There is a limitation. If it's really off the chart, then it will become tar. But if it's only a little softer than the actual red, so then if it's very pink, so then that would be a problem. So the Ikadamri, others say, Rami bar Abba Amar, v'chulun amak mikan tar, di mikan tar. He says the opposite. He's more mekel. That if it's deeper or it's weaker, both directions, it's actually going to become tahor, chutz mishachar. Shachar is the only exception where we're machmir, that it's, if it's amuk, it's tame. But the other ones, if it's not exactly what's listed in the Mishnah, then it's going to become tahor. V'lachim mahani shir derban, and therefore their derban's examples and standards are very, very necessary. So Bar Kapar Amar, V'chulun, he holds all the colors listed in the Mishnah, amuk mikan tame. If it's deeper, it's tame. Dia mikan, if it's softer, it's tahor. Chutz mimezeg, except the diluted wine example, shamak mikan tahor, dia mikan tahor. That's the one exception where it's tahor in both directions, deeper or weaker. Bar Kapara adiyu lei vidake. So Rav Kahana said, but rather Bar Kapara said, that they showed him something that was originally mezeg, diluted wine, and then Bar Kapara called it tar. So amike lei, and then they kind of deepened the color. First they softened the color, and he said tame, tar. Then they deepened the color, and it was daki, and he said it's also tar. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, kama nafesh gavra de lebei kimeshmarta. How great Bar Kapara for his lave understands the Shmiya. I mean, he passed in the way he said that. He said, if it's not exactly Kemezek, if it's slightly darker, slightly weaker, it's Tower, and that's exactly, he was able to also implement such a din. It's not enough to say that's Pesach, but to actually implement it and be able to be sensitive to the different shades of color, red, that is also incredibly impressive. So then the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, if it's the a color of a kukeren karkum, which is similar to some type of plant, so that we said was tamen. So tana lach v'lo yavesh, but it's only when this plant is moist, but if it's withered away, so then it would not have the same color red, it wouldn't be tamen. So tana chad, the one brayse says ketachtam lo ke'elion, it's referring to the lower part of this plant and not the upper part. The tana idach ke'elion lo ketachtam, the other says, no, the upper part, not the bottom part. And tana idach, and yet there's a third brayse that says ke'elion v'kol shekein ketachtam, like the upper part, and certainly like the lower part, and then there's a fourth one, Tani Idach, Kitachim Makol Shurken Kelion, like the bottom part, and then certainly like the top part. So there's every possible range. So Amar Bai says, Tlasa Dari, Tlasa Tarfin Havim. There are really three tiers of leaves. On each of them, there are three leaves. So one on top of the next. There's a little picture here, in mine here. So Nakid Dara, Mityasa, Vatarfa, Mityasa, Biyadech. If you just look at the middle one, and the middle leaf, everything will work out well. So that's when it says Tachton Elyon Elyon Elyon. It's referring to the middle three leaves that are in this image. Those have articles. Everyone has articles here, so you see the picture. Everyone has a picture there. Okay, it's referring to the middle one, and you plug it back into the brises, and then it all makes sense actually. So then the Gemara says Amar Abaye. Abaye says Tlasa Dari. I did that already. Kiyasa the Kamei Rabbi Abbahu. When he went to Rabbi Abbahu, Amar Lui, he said to them Begushayu Shani, referring to apparently this plant that's in the clods of soil, so that's very specific, only when it's rooted in some dirt, should be used as a benchmark for the different shades of red. So then the Gemara says, Ukame me adama, when it comes to dirty water, water mixed with some type of dirt. So that's tame as well. So Tanya Rabban, the Brisa says, Mikime me adama, so maybe adama shemena mibikas beit karen, bring some healthy amount of rich soil from this area of Beit Karim, and meitiv alei mayim, and have some water on top, pour water on top of the dirt. Tivir Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Kiva Omer Mibikas Yoza, it's a different area, a different valley, he said, to get dirt from. Rabbi Yosi Omer Mibikas Sichmi, Rabbi Shim Omer Af, Mibikas Gnosar, so anything similar, apparently all these valleys were very rich in their soil, so any of these would really qualify. So Tani Idaf, there are other brayos that says, Uchimemi Adama, maybe Adama Shemeinu Mibikas Beit Karim, Umeitel Baim Bikiklipas Hashom, Shum, so he says, put some water, the amount of water as the peel of a garlic, Vein Shilamayim, but I'm sorry, no, that it covers up, like the peel of a garlic, like a garlic peel covers a garlic. That's how much water you should put on top of it. But there's really there's really no shear to the water that's necessary. Because there's no shear for the dirt. So you mix it together, whatever ratio you want, apparently that's going to produce the shade that we need to use as a benchmark. We cannot inspect the blood against when it appears clear, only when it's mixed together. Elachun has to be dirty where the dirt's floating around and you can't see through. That's the shade of red we're looking for, or brown that we're looking for. Tzalu, if it's clear though, however, choser ochen, you could just make it muddy again. Ruchshe ochen, and when it's dirty and muddy, don't mix it together with your hand. Elabakli, use a kli in order to mix it together, make the mayim ochen. So then it says, Ta'ibai, who asks the Gemara, Ein ochen osam b'yad el b'kli. So we said, don't use your hand to make it muddy, but rather use a kli. To lo lirmi b'yadei l'achrinu, because one should not put his hand in, v'abimana ki'achalu b'yadei shabri dami. But if he places them in a vessel, so then he can use his hand even. Or dilma, de lo l'achrinu b'yadei, or perhaps we shouldn't muddy them in his hand at all, el b'mana. There's a question saying that a person shouldn't put the dirt in his hand to use his hand as a kli, but if he used a kli to hold it, he could put his hand to mix it, or he shouldn't use a hand at all in making this water. So Tashma, the Gemara says, Kishu Botim, when he checks, when he inspects the water, and Botim El Bakos. You have to use a kos, you can't use your hand. So then, Vadayin Tibaylacham, we still have an open question, Vadika Bakos, Achir Bimai. So granted, you put the water and dirt in a kos, but how do you mix it? How do you make it dirty? Do you have to use another kli, a spoon, a fork? Or could you even use your finger or hand in order to mix it together? That the Gemara still doesn't know, and the Gemara ends off in a teiku. So kiyas the kami diraba baravu amar lahu b'mekomo shaninu. The Mishnah speaks about a place that refers to the earth in its place, meaning you don't put it into a kli, you leave the dirt on the ground, pour some water, and let it mix together, but you don't put it into a kos in order to test out the color. So Rabbi Chanina pali kurter de gargashta. Rabbi Chanina once split, took a mound of dirt and split it in half. Ubadikba, and he used that dirt to inspect the color of a stain. So Layat Alei, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Baskara. So Rabbi Shmuel, when he saw this, he cursed anyone who adopted such a practice. A person should be cursed with Askara, which is a serious thing that will cause a person to die. He can't breathe. The person chokes to death. Rabbi Chanina, who the Chacham, Kulam Alav Chachimir. Rabbi Chanina was able to do this. He was Mamish, he was an expert in this area, so he could check dirt without having to mix any water in this. But a stam person, the rest of the world, are not wise enough to be able to inspect. Therefore, no one else should do this, and those who do this are cursed. Rabbi Chanina wasn't cursed, but everyone else would be cursed for trying to inspect in such a way. So, Hachi, Amir, Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan would say, Chacham say to Rabbi Chanina, Gar Mali de la Efsedam. Rabbi Yochanan says, because the great wisdom, the great expertise of Rabbi Chanina caused me not to look at any blood. He says, because Mitami Matar, for stains, I would say Tame, he would say Tahor. The Torah, which I said Torah, and the Tommy, he would say Tommy. Whatever I said, he would say the opposite. And I know he was an expert, so certainly if he's an expert, I am obviously not qualified because I keep asking the opposite of him. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, even as soon as in Vasanusa, the Rabbi Chanina Garmili the Chazidama. Rabbi Elazar said the following: because of the great humility of Rabbi Chanina, that caused me to examine. Because I said, Ma Rabbi Chanina the Invasan, who that he's so humble. He involves himself with sveikos and he examines blood. I won't see. Meaning he's such an honor, but still nonetheless he's willing to put himself out there and the paskin chalas, even though he wants to, like, who am I to paskin the suffix? But he does it anyways. So certainly me, says Rabbi Elazar, I'm a Baal Gaiva, not really, but I'm not as humble as Rabbi Chanina. I certainly should get involved in sveikos and the machriya the din. So Amir Rabbi Zeira says that Tziva de Babel Garmili de Lo Chazidama. The nature of Babel is what caused me, Rabbi Zeira, not to paskin chalas. You know, Rabbi Zeira lived in Babel. He left and fasted 100 fast days to forget what he learned in Babel. Then he fled to Eretz Yisrael. But so he said, when I was in Babel, the nature in Babel caused me not to. Damin, I said, Betiva Le Yodana. If I don't understand how nature works, how science works in Babel, Bedama Yodana, will I be able to know how blood works, the colors of blood, and therefore I refuse from looking at stains. The name of the Betiva Talia Milsud, is this to say that the colors of the stains of blood is dependent on science? Rabba, who the other Betiva, the other Bedama. Rabba apparently is very versed in science, but he didn't know how to inspect the blood, the colors of blood properly. So we see that they're not attached to each other. So Kol Shekhen Kama, Rabbi Dave says a Kol Shekhen. He said, Ma Rabba Diyoda B'tiva, and yet Lo Chazadama. Rabba who knew science and yet still wasn't willing to look at stains. Vana Achti, will I look? Certainly not. I don't know science, let alone I won't know how to examine blood properly. So Ula Ikla L'Pumbadisa, once Ula visited Pumbadisa. Aishi L'Kami Dama V'Lo Chazi. They showed him a stain, but he didn't look. He said, Ma Rabbi Elazar D'Mara D'Ara D'Yisrael Hava. Rabbi Elazar, who was the chief rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. When he came to the place of Rabbi Yehuda in Pumbadisa, he wouldn't look at the blood on the Echse. Am I going to look at the blood in the place of Rabbi Elazar? Certainly not. So then he says, Avamai Karile Maradarisa. Why was Rabbi Elazar referred to as the Maradarisa, the chief rabbi? He it's the Aisha Dam Lakamid Rabbi Elazar. Once a woman brought blood stained to Rabbi Elazar to ask him, what's the Pesach? Habayasa Rabbi Ami Kami. Rabbi Ami was sitting there when this took place. Arche, Rabbi Elazar went ahead and smelled the blood. Amalei, hi, dam chimidu. This is dam chimidu. Dam chimidu means that when a husband or a man and a girl, they want to get married, they decide to get married, so the woman gets very excited, and it causes a certain dam. She's not considered dam nida, but even though we assume derabanan it is, but midrash is not really dam nida, so he smelled it and was able to ascertain that this is dam chimidu. So Basa Danafka, so after the lady left, it's Palei Rabbi Ami. Ami says, met up with her and said, Amrlei Bali Hayabaderach, was your husband traveling or something? The Chimatim, and he wanted to have him next to you? And Karyala, Sod Hashem Lirev, and she says, yes, he was traveling, and that's exactly what happened. And he said, wow, the Sod Hashem Lirev, the Hashem secret to those who fear Hashem. The fact that Rabbi Elazar was able to smell the Dam and understand what was going on was an incredible feat. And that's why it's called Maradar Yisrael. He's the chief rabbi of at least in regards to Hilchos Nida. So Ifra Hurmiz, Imei de Shavar Malka. Ifra Hurmiz was the mother of Shavar Malka, and the Shadr Dama Lakamid Rava, and the mother of the king sent to Rava to examine the sustain. Haba Yosef Rava Avodia Ovadia Kame. Rava Ovadia was sitting in front of Rava when this Shaila came, and Archa and Rava smelled it, and Amarlo Hai Dam Chimenhu. He said the same thing. Amrlei le Brei, so she was very impressed. So she told her son, the king, "Tachazikami chachim Yehudai, go see how smart the Jews are." So Amrlei Duma Kituma Baruba, perhaps Rabbi, he was a blind man, found his way through the sky. Meaning, it was pure luck. He didn't really know. It was mamish lucky. So Hadashari le Shitin Mini Dama. So then she sent 60 different samples of blood. V'chula Amrinu Hahu Basa Dama Kainim Hava. And he said they're all, he all said they're correct, except the last one he said it was blood of a macholus, of a louse, floyada, but he couldn't recognize it. So istari milsa, but he had a shadda d'shmaya, b'shadda le shrikusa d'makli kalma. He sent her back a comb that's used to kill lice. So she took this as a sign that he didn't know it was da macholus, but whatever reason he had shadda d'shmaya and decided to send a comb that kills lice. And she took this as a symbol that he must have known even the last one was that of a macholus. And Amr Yehuda b'tavne d'liba yesvinum, that the Jew sits in the chambers of the heart. They are mamish, such wise people that they're able to figure all of this out. And then the Gemara says, Amr Yehuda mereisha hava chazina dama. First I would see blood, I would inspect blood, but came in damar li ima the Yitzchak b'rei. Once my mother of the mother of my son Yitzchak, meaning his wife, said to him that hi tipsa kamay shelo ma'asinu le kamay derban. The first drop of blood, I don't show the rabbis, mishum dezima, because it smells, it's a disgusting smell. I don't want to offend them, and it's embarrassing to me. Lo chazina, so I decide not to look at blood anymore. Bein tamei la Torah, because I'm called between tamei and tower, so vade chazina, I certainly can see it. So he says that he won't look at it, because it seemed that the reason is because maybe the sound he would find it repulsive, Right, so his wife was telling him that women don't want to send the first drop of blood because it's the smell, it's embarrassing to them. So they won't send the first drop, they'll only send like the second drops of blood or something. So he felt that if he doesn't see the first drops of blood, then so that he won't be able to render Tameh, and he'll say the next drop of blood is Tahor. So he known the initial Ria that came out, that was Tameh, so now it's since he wasn't seeing the full picture, he refused from looking at the Maros anymore. But when he's called upon a situation of a woman who had given birth recently, so then he'll help get involved in making her tahor. Then he'll look. But outside of that, he wouldn't look at the maros. So then the Gemara says, Yalta, Aisa, Dama lekamei de Rebbe Bar Chana. So she once brought a mara to Rabbi Bar Chana to look at it. Yalta was the married to Rav Nachman. Tosis explains. So she brought the mara to Rabbi Bar Chana. Tamila, and she said, and he said it was tamei. How the Aishi lekamei de Rabbi Yitzchak Rebbe Rav Yehuda, and then she brought it to another person to Rabbi Yitzchak, and Medakila, he said this was tamei. How could she do this? How could she, once you accept one psak, doesn't it tell us about Tanya, Chacham Shetimei, Ein Chavei Rosh HaTatar. Once one Chacham Paskins is Tamei, you can't have another Chacham overturn it. Aser, if the Chacham Paskins is Aser, Ein Chavei Rosh HaTatar. You can't allow another Chacham to overturn the initial ruling. So Meikara Tamu Havim Matamei. So what happened was as follows. Really, Rabbi Yitzchak initially said it was Tamei, because he was in deference to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, because he had said it was Tamei as well. But once she explained to him that the Chol Yoma Hava Mitzkalei Ki Agavna, the Rabbi Rachana would always say, this is Tower, and Vahina Hu Dechash Beinim, but it seems today his eyes weren't working well, something was bothering his eyes, he wasn't seeing properly. So Dakilei, then Rabbi Yitzchak says, okay, fine, you're correct, it's really tough. Umi Mehemne, could you really be trusted that this was the same exact shade that was once showed beforehand to Rabbi Rachana on a different day that he said Tower? In, yes, the Hatanya, the Baraita tells us as a proof. That this is what I saw and it's lost. So let's say you have a situation where a woman did a bedikah or she had a stain, she wanted to show it to the Rav and she lost it. So then she goes to the Rav and says, I lost it. So the Rav has, let's say, I don't know, a whole chart, a whole wavelength of colors. He says, well, which one does it look like? And she says, that one. So we trust her that that was the color that she saw, and the rabbi would paskin based on what color it is. So Ibarzul Gomorrah asks, Pazetir Ish Ploni Chacham Mahu. So let's say she says, another Chacham said, this person said this is Tower, it exactly looks like this. What's the din? Meaning, we said before that she could say what color she saw. But is she also able to say, well, this color he saw, and he also said it's Mutter. Is that permitted? They should rely, it's referring to like a friend, that my friend, like a girl says, listen, I know I lied the same exact color. And that rabbi says, okay, so she could say, your shaila is also the same. Is that permitted? The Tashma, the Gemara says, Ne'emanu isha lomar kadeva isha v'ibati, if a woman's entrusted to say that I saw this color and I lost it. Comparing shades of color is permitted. So Shiny Halsim says, no, there is different. Dilesa l'kama, there's nothing to check, because she lost her cloth. But if you have it in front of us, you can show it to a friend to say, oh, that's acceptable. Once it's available to be looked at, to be inspected, you have to show it to a rabbi. So Tashma, the Gemara brings another raya now. That Yalta. That's the question. We have to know whether she can. No. Well, so you can't. If the stain is available for rabbi, you have to have a rabbi see it. You can't have a friend see it. Only when it's not available could she say, I lost it. But the color I saw, I know that color. In the past, the rabbi said it was permitted. So then the Gemara says, the Yalta. I said, Dama Lakamid, Rabbi Barchana. Yalta brought this Mara to Rabbi Barchana. And in the Tamila, he said, Tamei. We did this right now. We're just repeating again. Okay. So then it says, the comment of Yitzchak Bar Rabbi Yehuda, the Dakila, and the same Mar she showed him, and he says, it's Tower. Hey, Chavir, how could you do this like we saw just above? Tanya, Chacham Shetime, Ein Chaveiro, Rosh HaLatayr, Vamina Nitime, Havim Tamile, Kim Damrile, Kol Yomam Dakile, Ki Agavna, he would normally say it's Tower, Vahidna, Hudachash, Beina, but today his eyes, he's not seeing properly. How the Dakile, so then Yitzchak says, Tower. So that's the whole mice we saw above. So we see clearly that women believe to tell Rabbi Yitzchak that this is the same exact stain I saw beforehand. He said Tahor in a different instance. So Gemara says Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehuda Agmir Samech that he was relying on his own tradition about what color. Not because of what she said, but really Rabbi Yitzchak said, I know this is Tahor. But I can't say Tahor because I know Rabbi Barchana said already Tamei. But once she's telling me that she thinks Rabbi Barchana made a mistake, so then I can rely on my own Mesorah that I have, that this shade of red actually is Tahor. So Rabbi Ra Dam Belai. Love a teammate. Rabbi would look at blood even at nighttime and declare it Tamei. Rabbi Yomar, he'd see it in the daytime. The next morning he saw it, he would say, ah, oh, it's Tahor. Himtin Sha Achas. Sometimes he waited an hour and Chazav a teammate, but then he again said it's Tamei. So Amar, so he said, after like seeing this, like the color of the red changing and Tamei, Tahor, how confusing this is. Amar, oily Shemat Isi. Well, maybe I made a mistake. So Shemat Isi, the Rabbi said, maybe I made a mistake. Vaveta, of course you did. The Tanya, Lo Yomer Chacham Ilahaya La Chaliyavad Vali Tamei. A person should say, well, if the Radam was moist, it would be Tamei. Ella Omer Ain Lola Dine Ella Masha Ain of Rose. You only could inspect whatever your eyes could see. So he should not have gone back. So when he initially saw whatever circumstances he was looking in, whatever you see, that's what you see. You don't have to start holding under a magnifying glass. You look at it. Is it red or is it not red? But for him to look at it and then change it, not Shem Tazi, Baal, they made a mistake. Certainly made a mistake. Because once he established it was Tower, he should not have retracted and go back. So Gemara says, Meikara Achzake B'Tameh, because first Rebbe felt that his blood was Tameh. Came to Chazir the Tzafer Dishan, and once he saw the color change in the morning, he said Tar. So I'm a Vade Tar, certainly he's a Tar. Because that night time I didn't see properly because there wasn't the right lighting. He had a little candle to look at, he didn't have the sunlight. But came to Chazir the Dishan, once he saw it change color, I'm a Rehai Tameh. You know, this is really Tameh. Mitcha, who become Mitcha Vazil, and it only became the appearance had become the change only became because of the different fadings. So it's not that he said Tame Tower, he was just second guessing that he was never sure in the first place when he said initially Tame when he initially had said Tower. Okay. Gemara then says Rebbe Badik Loharne. Rebbe would check the blood at night time with a fire, with a candle. And Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Baltik B'yom Amunan, he would inspect even on a cloudy day, Beni Amude, between the pillars of the base medrash. So even though ideally a person should check by the sun, as we're about to see, if a person's really expert, he could even inspect it at nighttime. So even on a sun, a cloudy day. So Amar Rahami Bar Shmuel, V'chulin Ein Bolkinos on Elo B'bein Chama L'tzel, they should only check it between the sun and the shade. Rav Nachman Amar Bar Rabba Bar Avua, B'chama U'v'tzel Yad, referring to the sun, with the shadow of his hand. He should put it over his hand to cause a shadow. That's the type of color. So many, many times the maros are really not red at all. It's only when it gets to a certain brownish color can you know, the lights of a yellow light and a white light and the sunlight and the shade and clouds, all that could affect it. But many, many times it's very easy to tell even when you're not in the sunlight as it's described. Let's may as well finish this paragraph. We've got a few more minutes still. The Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Uchemazug Shnei Chalakim. He said that the shade of wine, diluted wine, is a color red that's tame. So we said in the Mishnah that if it's two-thirds water, one-third wine. The Tana, the Gemara says, quoting now going on to Daf Chaf Al, finishing off the parak here, it says in the Mishnah, Hasharoni, the type of wine in the Sharon region, Nidon ki Karmeli, it's treated like wine from the Carmel region, Chai v'lo Mazug, when it's undiluted, Chadash lo Yashon, when it's new and not old. So we see that this Sharoni is then diluted, is the same exact thing as a undiluted wine that's found in Carmel. So Amar of Yitzchak Bar Avudimi, Ein Botkinos and Ella Bekos Tveria Pashin. When we examine these wines, it has to be in a glass cup of Tveria, because different types of glass could apparently play some tricks on the eye and what color it appears. So that's the type of glass will really produce the true color of the wine that we're describing. So my time, what's the reason? Because Amar Abai says, Shakola Olam Kula, the rest of the glasses of the world, Machzik Log, Osnos of Mimana, it's made from a mana amount of glass. Shneg Lugin, if it's a glass that holds one lug, it's made of a mana worth of glass. If it's a glass that holds Shnei Lugin, a larger volume, the twice the volume, Osnos of Mimasim, you have to use two mana of glass. Kost Tveria Pasha, but Kost Tveria is very simple. Afil Machzik Shnei Lugin, even if it's a volume of Shnei Lugin, Osnos of Mimana, you still use a mana. It's a very thin glass, and therefore the glass won't play as many tricks on the color of the red. V'aydi the color, and since it's very thin, Yadiyah Beitzvah, you're able to clarify, to discern the proper color of the wine. Hajin Alach Kol Hayat. Okay.